Welcome, everybody, to my new podcast. This is Linda Goodling with Physiopsychology. Today, I want to talk about victimhood, about pain and suffering, chronic pain, acute pain, and our ingrained need for suffering. Okay, let's talk about victimhood. What is victimhood and what does it do with us and with others? So a person who behaves like a victim generally complains about their situation. But the complaints are really more towards blaming others. It's what's very important with victims is they don't take responsibility of what their situation is. It is always the other's fault. It is their childhood, their circumstances, whatever you can imagine. So really important when you how you find out to deal with a victim or who is a victim or who behaves like a victim is they normally complain. They don't take responsibility whatsoever for their circumstances they're complaining about, and they're blaming others. So that's the key three key elements of victims. And you know, to be honest, we are all at some points victims. We all behave like victims in many, many ways. I have done it many times. I know I did. And we still all do. If you take religion, for example, you know, we blame God if we are sick, if something doesn't work in our life, if we get a divorce, if we don't have enough money, you know, we blame God. And then if we don't blame God, we blame the circumstances, and then we pray to God. So that means we give our responsibility as creators of our life away to God and pray to God so we can get a better job and we can, you know, save our marriage, get healthy, whatever we are praying for. At this point, we really give our responsibility away. And I'm not generally saying that religion is a bad thing. I'm just saying, you know, what it does is that it tells us that we are inferior and there is this one God, universe, however you want to name it, that can make things happen for us if we just do A, B, C, D, E, F. So victimhood is a very popular behavioral pattern, which actually can be corrected. You know, there's you basically can correct anything, but it's very important that victimhood is recognized first. And you know, another really big thing about victims is they really don't want to change, not necessarily, because if you are the victim, you get a lot of attention, you get a lot of acknowledgement. You get a lot of sympathy and empathy. People feel sorry for you. So if you have a problem with lack of attention or lack of appreciation, if you, so to speak, are weak with that, you really like the victim role. You like being the person who, you know, everybody feels sorry for. And everybody says, oh, you know, I'm sending you hugs and kisses and all those things. Truth is, you know, if we do that, if we play into a person's victim role, we really are responsible for 50% for their behavior, means that they keep doing what they're doing, if we're going to keep playing into that. If we say, hey, yeah, I totally understand and I feel so sorry for you and I know and so forth and so on, you know, I think it's really important to understand what victimhood does, why we use that behavioral pattern in our life. Well, we don't want to take responsibility. It's really easy to sit in your state where you are, which is not a good state, but it's a known state, right? You know what you're dealing with. Even if it's pain, you can sit in your pain and you get a lot of attention, you get a lot of appreciation, you get a lot of love and empathy, and you really don't have to change anything. You don't have to go out of your comfort zone to make a change in your life. So whenever we, you know, go with a victim mode, we actually emphasize it and we reinforce it. And I just, you know, I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just trying to make you more aware of what's going on with the behavior of victimhood. You would not believe how the religious belief of pain and suffering and, you know, being a sinner and having to be punished for it, how much ingrained is that, that is in us. You would not believe it. I have not had a client who was not affected by this. Even so, if you say you're not religious, you are still affected by this through your parents, through your education, through the collective influences, through your ancestors. We are all affected by the idea that we are inferior, that we are not good, you know, even if we just came out of our mother's womb, we are still sinners. We're already sinners. And we have to suffer. We have to suffer for all the sins that we have done, that all our ancestors have done, that humanity has done, and we have to suffer in life. We don't have to, but we all have those belief systems ingrained in us. They are in each and every atom of our body. And I just want you to be aware of that, because it's just simply not true. And yes, I can remove those. I can correct all those belief systems and all those behavioral patterns. And just to be clear, I'm not saying there are no victims. Okay, I'm not saying there are no victims of rape and sexual abuse and, you know, mental, physical, emotional abuse. No, there are people who have PTSD. I'm not saying that this is not true. There's always, always karma involved. Also, I have worked with many women who were sexually abused as a child, who were raped, and I have worked with people with PTSD. Yes, this is real trauma. That is trauma that happened in our life. But do we let this trauma rule the rest of our lives? Is that what we really want to do? You know, what I'm trying to say is all those traumatic experiences that we had are also connected to sensations, emotions, reactions, and pain. And the pain can be physical and non-physical. It can be emotional pain. It can be mental pain. It can be psychological pain. So, but any of this pain can manifest in our physical body. So, no, I'm not saying that there are no victims whatsoever. I'm just saying if this behavior is like, well, I have XYZ, this is my problem. No, I don't want to try anything else. I just want to wail in my problem. Then this is a typical victimhood behavior. That's what I'm trying to say. So very often with my clients, they come to me and they say they have pain, you know. They are in pain. Very often what I have to do first is check their ability for change. If they are, so to speak, strong to change, if they are not strong to change, then they are, you know, very often they have a resistance to change or a conflict with change. Because, you know, on a conscious level, they want to change. On a subconscious level, they don't want to change because they have this so-called secondary win of an illness or a situation, a trauma, you know. So that's one thing that I always look at. If there is a resistance to change, and if there's a resistance to change, I have to remove all those weaknesses first. I want to talk a little bit more about pain, because a lot of people are diagnosed with chronic pain, pain that nobody seems to know where it comes from. And everything what's happening is that the pain will be managed. That's for me. That is really super frustrating for me if I hear that, because I do not believe in pain management. Pain, a physical pain, if we experience physical pain, And it's chronic. That means it's always there. Maybe it comes in waves. Maybe 1 week it's better, 1 week is worse. Pain is never just physical. Pain is always a combination of physical and non-physical issues. That's why pain cannot manage just cannot be fixed on a just physical level. It's very simple. So the kind of interesting part is that, you know, from a doctor's perspective, acute pain is much easier to fix than chronic pain, because there is an acute issue and that's much more manageable or fixable than chronic pain. Well, with physiopsychology, it's actually the opposite, because chronic pain, when somebody's in chronic pain, they are stable. That person is stable. In an acute pain, that person is everything but stable. So you first have to stabilize the person and, you know, remove any kind of shock and panic and connected thoughts and connected emotions, reactions, sensations to get the person stable and then look at the pain. While if you have a person with chronic pain, these people are normally stable. And yes, they have a lot of pain, but that pain can be actually removed. I have done it many times. I'm going to give you an example. I had a client and she called me and we had the first talk, and I normally ask my clients, so what, give me three or four issues in your life. The first she said is she's in constant pain. She cannot really pinpoint it because, you know, she's in physical pain on a constant, every day, basically. And then she told me about family issues, and then she told me about financial issues. Now, what I normally do is I check which one is the weakest. Which of those issues that my clients tell me is the weakest. So I started with the weakest and started working on that. By the end of the session, her pain was gone. It wasn't even that we specifically looked at the pain. We just looked at the issues that created so much physical pain with that client. So I guess what I'm trying to say is, if you have pain, chronic or acute, you know, come and see me, talk to me. You can just call me and ask me what I'm doing, how I'm doing it, if you don't want to read my webpage or whatever. And I'd be very happy to explain what I'm doing, because I really, truly believe that we don't have to suffer. We don't have to be in constant pain. This is all not true. You know, I want people to be happy. I want people to be pain-free, healthy, have a lot of money, have wonderful relationships, and have good family relationships. That's my goal for all of my clients. And I'm not saying that, oh, just book a session with me and you are healed forever. No, this is not true. And I would lie to you if I would tell you that one session will do the trick and you will be pain-free forever. But one session will improve your pain quite a bit if we can't get it down to at least a zero. Sometimes pain is very complicated. It's like with specific issues that we have. For example, if we have relationship issues, those are really complicated. So you have to pull layer after layer after layer. And sometimes that's the same with pain. But you will. I promise you this. If you are ready to change when you have chronic or acute pain, you will experience improvement in the first session. You will. Should you not improve, or should nothing improve for the first 15 minutes, we stop and you get your money back. I just want to have happy clients. So if you don't feel any improvement, I'm going to give you your money back, because then you are probably not ready to let go of or to change. You know, even if I would strengthen you to change, if you would have some deeper issues that would have to be addressed for a whole session, I would let you know. But to make a long story short, yeah, that's what I really want to do. I just want to make sure that you understand that any kind of chronic or acute pain can be completely removed, not only relieved, but completely removed. Because the reasons for that pain are never just physical. Ever. I have not experienced it, and I have worked with a lot of people with a lot of pain. So if you're interested in my work and you want to know more, you know, don't hesitate. Go on my website, lindagoodling.com, sign up for it, and shoot me an email. You can also email me directly to linda.goodling22@gmail.com. And you can also call me. I'm on Facebook, Linda Goodling Physiopsychology. There are many ways to contact me. If you want to call me and just chat with me, I will not charge you for just asking questions. You can do that too. My phone number is 360-609-6827. All right. Well, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening.